from our discussion last week, we said, so all the cloud services, artificial intelligence and data mining, voice-activated assistants, self-driving cars, virtual reality, on whose backs do they rest? What keeps these feathers floating? A technologically sophisticated slave system. Do we need to experience loss of income and or shelter to understand what isn't fluff? Who knows this and who doesn't? How can 10,000 wannabe gods control 7 billion when we have instantaneous global communication and all the technology we need for each individual one of us to be entirely, materially, and spiritually self-sufficient? If the material basis of that individual self-sufficiency is global cooperation and mutual aid, instead of competition and coercion and rule by the so lost, fearful few. Sloths sounds more cuddly than the people the term represents. The scale I referred to last week with Marcuse's great hope that the system-privileged professionals of heart will wake up on one side and the impatience of the global state statesmen to be done with them on the other, and with anyone with heart. But they're concerned, obviously, about those who have. They're most concerned, as, for instance, with Prince, about those who have both heart and resources. They most deaf want to be done with them. That is top of the list. On the other, has the capacity, this scale, depending which way it biases, to shorten or lengthen our continuing slavery? Or end, I should have added, if those who confidently possess and wield the technology that constitutes that material basis of individual self-sufficiency I spoke of wake up sooner rather than later. We should consider the implications of those words of Hitler's we refer to often, that it gives fascists a secret thrill to know that only they know what is really going on. We should consider that fascism depends on only a very, very few being privy to the secret manipulations and hidden scheming of that tiniest few, who not only believe in the notion of the best, but are in active competition to achieve it, the top spot, godlike status. Every hierarchy must culminate in a pinpoint, said Mussolini, summing up their reasoning, in which we can hear the lost child speaking, still hoping to please that invisible frowning mother or father. Having biased and consolidated the resources of the planet to achieve it, such that what remains is but being reshuffled, i.e. so-called losers are multiplying apace, more are every moment being made. The power guys are in a race, and those not aware of the game, no matter their piles of money or glow of fame, once no longer needed. And never forget, this mindset is strictly utilitarian and mechanistic. In this, too, we can see the unloved child hiding, its hideous experience of being put to use is clearly evident in their worldview. The power guys are in a race, and we are but in the way. There is a grimness to the ruthlessness of this current crop of Plato's self-absent, the totalitarian global statesman, ready to eat the less focused on world domination. They feel the movement of the dispossessed rising, feel our wind blowing against them, and there is an increasing desperation to their acts. They cannot relax ever, but restlessly seek to create The only thing they think will allow them to forestall the deconstruction of their psychologically necessary privilege of exclusive knowledge. That feudal chaos of which Proudhon speaks, all of us fighting each other. The people against what the hidden power guys will tell us is the quote-unquote elite, and vice versa. The people against the elite being but the widest layer of it, and obviously infinite permutations thereof on down the line. The truth is that with the exception of this almost invisible 0.0001% slice of humanity, hubris puffed up on Nikola Tesla's stolen gifts, the truth is we all want the same things. And though our voices have been stolen, we are bit by bit recovering them.